So she knew what he was going to do. So she prevailed. She told her lawyer to have to put it in. He claims he wasn't asked, he wasn't told anything, and they just forced him to do it. Her lawyer had to put it in, and his lawyer apparently didn't understand what kind of a shagash is this. Leave it there. So he left it, and the judge said, okay, he has to give a gift.
So it's not finished in the court yet.
Not finished, not completely. I mean, this completes it, but it has to go through official...
Have you finally convinced him that he should give it to Dante?
So I said, all right, I said, if you don't want a divorce, okay, you want to live with her? No divorce at all. No, the civil divorce he wants. Yeah. See, the civil divorce he wants, but I get it.
Why did he want to give it again? Why did he say he wants to give it first?
Just to
love.
Just pure love.
Not a
religious. How does the Rav
get him to be... How do we know that he really is masculine?
Yeah. Well, that's it. You have to explain to him, and you go through the question, and you give it out of your own free volition. And he has to answer, you know, just the way I have it written down. So he answered with a switch in his eye, meaning his fault. But I explained to him, you don't want to get, or you don't want a divorce, or either. Either you divorce her, you totally separate from her completely, both religiously, everything. That's the justification of the court to force you to give a religious divorce. Otherwise, what the state has nothing to do with religion. Religion is the state. And this is why I talk to Gitainet, you know. And we are afraid that so far our New York State has that law. No other state has it.
So what? Force a
gift. You can force a gift. You want a civil divorce, give a gift. Only the state of New York. Our religious Valdik and Koya, two passions. And when we find someone who knows law, and you're so adamant, and he says, I will not give, I'll go to Supreme Court, we immediately prevail upon the other part. The other part is to drop the whole thing. Because we're afraid if you do go to Supreme Court, they'll lose altogether. It's awful.
What do we need that he wants? That he wants to get or that he wants to be divorced from her?
He wants to be divorced from her civilly, and he doesn't care for the get. Now I said to him you don't want to give it a get, don't give it a get. So the civil divorce will not go through.
Right.
So you'll be married to her, you'll stay married to her.
And he says, the get I don't want, but I want to get rid of her. Yeah. I want to be divorced.
But that's the only way that he's going to get a civil divorce.
Why do you have to have him say, I'm doing it for Rotson? So, of course, if it's a denial of divorce, he's willingly divorcing her, he's willingly giving the get. He showed up yesterday. What's the difference?
He showed up because the court.
But he wants to go through it.
And he didn't show up on time. I had such trouble with him, you know. He called me, the first guy that called me, he had to call me. And then I called him back after the phone. I called back, I said, the line is good. He took off the receiver, you know. I had to keep calling and calling that night, I couldn't get him. So the second time I got him. The same yesterday. Yesterday, 12:30, again, my wife called me. He called and he said that I promised him to confirm it. I don't remember. And yeah, I should better call him or else say he won't come, he won't appear. That gave me the order. So I went and I called him, and I was busy. His own dad had said, I gave the order. I half an hour until I finally got him on the phone. Yeah. Finally got him on the phone a ton of times, but I didn't confirm it. So I say, please come over, we are waiting for you. Oh, I can't do it right away. Text me at least a half an hour. And he lived in the neighborhood. And we had to go to, because he lives in the neighborhood, to Washington Heights, we had to have it over there. He wouldn't move.
He could go to his house.
And then when he came over, then he gave me the heart to, he took it out on me as if I represent her. I don't think that's what his mother too, mother order, she.
So how did he prevail? But
finally, what I prevailed upon him is this. Either, if you want a divorce, sir, you gotta go both ways. It doesn't go, that's the law of the land. You want divorce, you gotta separate completely, religiously as well. And if you don't want, okay, you don't have to. You don't have to. So we'll stay married to her. But that he didn't want to himself. So, and this is a Timakuf Lamedalad we'll have when we get there. That is our whole idea there. That Amor has their idea that you can force a person, for example, you can make him, let's say, obligated to a certain amount of money. You want the money, then give it again. Because he has a brere, all right, they give it the money, you forfeit the money and not give it again. The fact that he prefers the money, that shows that it is the same. And we have to depend upon the Rambam's explanation.
Why does the Rav feel it's necessary for him to say, he came, the Rav was able to get him to give the get. So why do you have to say that you have to do it with me, guys? Just say these words, like he was saying the other time. What is it? We don't even know what they're thinking when they say those words. So they're saying it. So we hope he's Mechavim. What are we doing?
The very first question. Do you give the get a Mechavim Chatev out of your own free volition? No question. But no, I'm caused by the court.
Read the words in front of you.
It's not true. He says it's not true. Matter of fact, I want to have a
case. If you're lying on the Rambam anyway,
yeah.
So he's coming and he's going through and everything else. So
it's right, Tani.
Well, but he has to say that, Tani. He has to say it.
What happens if he says it, but with everything that he's explained, the Rav knows, you're looking at this guy.
I know there's Amishumit, there's Arosha, that's all. But not that he doesn't want. He really wants those after the Rama. He wants to be the kind of man. The only thing he wants after the outside. That's what the Rama says. There's an inner
Roshan.
You know, a case like this is a Rishi, some Rishi.
You don't say no.
No, apparently, but the money's already had clear for him. He claims that she took his money. She took out the money from the bank that they had them both their names. And there's the matter.
I touch it on this thing. For me, it's a claw that if he comes and he reads the words and he sits through the whole thing.
He won't read it. He comes to read that statement. He says no. Exactly. This is what happened. He doesn't want to say it's not true. And the emissary of the Chayfi is only a spiteful, just spiteful. He wants it. Just to do her dirt, that's all, to do her dirt. So he takes it out on me because he thinks through me she's going to suffer. Just to make it difficult. It's very difficult.
After he finished, I'm sure he said, I really didn't want it anyway.
Doesn't matter. After he finished,
Isn't that what he said?
That's what he thought the whole time.
So what's the matter? I had a European. After he said to give the gift, and they shouldn't see each other, and we let them outside, and we took her in from the back door. They shouldn't see each other. And the shaliach gave it to her. And when he, outside, he noticed her boyfriend. They take a Gishim, but Mavatl is a European. He knew the Yiddish, he didn't know English. But Mavatl didn't get Mavatl Shlichas, you know, he knew that. But it was a very after the Mashiach. A minute after the Mashiach again.
He
made a Shlichas Lahalach. He made a Shlichas Lahalach. And in Gishvon, you know, there's a Dem Bishweh Tatarim, and he said that he will not Mavatl Zayn, not the Shlichas, not the Get, nothing. As soon as he saw her, And Mevatel, he started to scream out loud, and Mevatel was a minute too late.
But
one minute too late.
That was a minute earlier. Could you get rid of the Mevatel's position?
You know, a tuch the dibur ki dibur dom. You can back out, tuch the dibur, you can back out, chutz, mem gade vevda by the zore ba kedushin ana in gifin. These four, we don't say, we are sene dorem da pe, hey, da pe, go. Why not these four? So the Rana explains it there. Mem gade vevda by the zore, mem gade vevda by the zore, to be a Megadethan Avedizor, that's going so far. So the backing out is not genuine, that's it. The Giduf is genuine. The worship of Avedizor is genuine, but that is not genuine. And the Mela, the same thing is Bakidushin and Gitin. Bakidushin and Gitin, you know, this is a serious event in a person's life. You don't do it lightheartedly, although today everything is lighthearted. But that's what Anna explains. That's why we don't say Turkey the Diva. Even Turkey the Diva, you can't back out.
That was my question.
Would the Kedushin be valid? That's all. Even if he should back out. Even it should be Mevato, right away.
I don't understand, so why should the condition still be valid? Do we not see the Mevato?
If the condition is not clear, the Rabbana
how can the Chachamim make, should the Chachamim have that koyach to be Mevato?
So why can you not Mevato in this case? I don't understand. Why would it not work?
What should he be mevatel?
No, when he mevatel the get, just before he goes over the get.
No.
Why can he not mevatel his kedushin?
Yeah. What should the kedushin? The kedushin that took place when he gave it the ring.
But the whole thing is that it's not considered that if you mevatel the get.
The get can only be mevatel before the mitzvah again. How can the Messiah
again? Once he's mevatel before the Messiah again, why can you not take away his kedushin?
How can you take away the kedushin that it took place?
No, but do we not see that
the get too you can. Once it takes place, you can't be
mevatel. Before the get, just before the get.
Before the Messiah again.
Before he mevatel, he sends a shaliach and then he changes his mind. But there's a gemara getting on saying that we take away the kedushin.
How can you get this one thing and kedushin is another thing? The Chazal, the Gemara that I in Gimel Amud Aleph, where it says that I've seen a rabbanon the kedushin in it.
Yeah.
Is the Gemara only says it in a case and in certain cases? There, the Mishnah says that if a person sends a shaliach, he's not allowed to be mevatel the shaliach shalei b'fono. Because the shliach will give it to her, and she will remarry on that basis, and the vayla he canceled it, and she's an HSC.
But in this case, it wasn't shliach b'fono.
Therefore, it can still be mevatel. He can be mevatel in the b'fnei business. He wants to be mevatel, he has to have three, not two. As a matter of fact, the Gemara asked him, what happens to the mevatel b'fnei shnayim? Did he have it? Is a machlekes and we pass it? That it is mevatel. It is mevatel. So.
What is mevatel? The get of the
get is mevatel, of course. Yeah. But before the Messiah, the get is not in effect yet.
Yeah.
The tikkun oyla. Yeah. Let's go to him, Alright, and then the Gemara, Bitla Mevutla, this is the Shaila. The Chazal made that from Gamlila, Zoka made that Akone, If he wants to be mevatel, it has to be b'fnei shloisha, not b'fnei shemayim. So the Gemara asks, what happens if he was mevatel b'fnei shemayim? So his Rebbe holds b'tle mevatel, and that's the way we pass al alochi. Shemin gamdir loyme, eini yochel loy levatel v'ay lehoysa v'al tenoy. Shem keim ma koyach bezni yoch. Then the Gemara asks, according to Shimon Gamliel, that he cannot be mevatel. If he did mevatel, Rechmenateda Rechiz Botel, and she's an HSC. Mm-hmm. How do we get look upon her as a divorcee? And he committed him with the Rechiz Botel Gita, and we should mark her bez and Yofa Sharin and HSC for honor. How do we do such a thing? So the Gemara answers in, Kalam Kaddish, I said, Rabbanim Kaddish, Rechina Rabbanim Kedushim. In this case, and there are two other cases, I find Gimel is another case. In three cases, the Gemara uses that, that of Kinner Abonnevich. But otherwise, we can't use it, but some of them.
So it wouldn't work in that case. Even if we
must
wrap
the
get a minute
before
the Messiah,
yeah.
It wouldn't work. You couldn't get rid of it.
Because the get bottle?
No, but you couldn't get rid of the
Messiah,
because
it shouldn't be. Hakinah, by the way, is only according to Shimon Gamliel. Shimon if he didn't do according to the Akonis Chazal, yeah. Akonis of Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah.
Gamliel, Zokman.
Yeah.
That he has to be Mevatel B'fnei Shloisha, not B'fnei Shnayim.
Yeah.
And if he did it B'fnei Shnayim, it's not, the Beetle is no Beetle.
Yeah.
How come, I mean, I told you this bottle, how can the Rabboni say that she's an HSC? So the answer is, how can the Rabboni? It's not of Shimon Gamliel. We've done Pasuk of Shimon Gamliel, Pasuk of Rebbe, anyway. We Pasuk of Rebbe, and get his bottle.
But the vlog will be a mamzer, even if
it's
case.
Bottle, of course, if she should remarry and have a child, it's a mamzer.
No, but we
pass her like Rebbe. We pass her like Rebbe, a bit like a bootle, so she's an HSC. She's an HSC.
Let's go back to the
question. Okay?
Yeah.
Shimra, now we have the Shimra, Steve Dallas, Shem Nitzava Licht of Gen. Those are the Re, tell you the Re, Balatesis. צורך לדאג דיג בוי שיהיה שופוי בשעת כסיב ובשעת מסינה. You have to make sure that he is saying. ואין צורך בדיקי כמו נשתתק, נשתתק ולאה דנקסי, אלא בוי כאילו איזה קצר, סלירה, איזה מדי כמו יושב את כל. As long as you, as you see, he's all right. You don't have to go into all details. All details have to go with I'm נשתתק. And this is the Mishnah. Vishaluhu emray to shirch of the get leishtoi. Vihircham bereishoi. Shuckled with his head. Yes. Lemahain. Is boit kinoise bidvara macher. So you have to investigate whether he is in the sane mind. How? Besirigim. Chad hain et rein lav. Chad lav et rein hain. We ask him questions. We ask him questions to which he answers yes, and to which he answers no. But not yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, because he may have, there may be such a tendency in his, to shuckle one yes and one yeah, no, not necessarily as a result of his sanity. Yeah, it's also not fine in the base. So therefore, it has to be hot love. You mix up a love and hain, but not straight and not alternately. Places quote at the sefer. Those can bring it here too. Places quote at the sefer. They ask him what he was Polish promise. You have to ask him at least six questions. Six times. Chat laf et rein hein. That's three. Chat hein et rein laf. Again, three questions. But again, the chat hein not following the train hein. And that's already three. You have to alternate it. You have to make some stops in between. So he quotes up the safety. They asked him, Michtav get lishtacha. I'm a hein. And then they ask him, La Choyscha, Oymala, La, Leishtacha, That's it. Bishchala, bishchala. You ask, and that's how he answers. If he answers correctly, I mean, shokel for that properly, then it's all right. This is what a machaba means. Okay. So the train hen. In hichem b'roisha alav lav al hen hen areila yichta b'viyit. The yeshem et toshes quote.
This is shtaka. Is not yet over laryngitis.
No, mentally, he's afraid, a stroke. That's exactly it, a stroke. And we don't know what he is mentally saying. Of course, I mean, laryngitis. If you listen very carefully, you may even hear what he says. Yeah. So the yeshem and the boys can say that they perish. Shein and mitzem el bakayis. The shol and noise be mes acherim. Shall we get you, well, here, Tosfos said, already in his day, in their days, you can get grapes at any time of the year, you can get any fruit at any time of the year.
A ticket, though. You can have it. Tosfos says you can have kabushim, you can keep it for
today.
Today, but the ticket, we ask him, we can pay for the ticket.
Exactly. All right.
How do we allow him not to make the
TV
over here? Are we just asking him for nothing?
Yeah, so as long, the Rikir is this. The Rikir is, that's what I spoke last time about over the phone. So that someone, Master Tumu Koyla, you have to hear his voice. You don't have to hear his voice. All you have to hear that he is masking. So if he shocks him up, it's good.
If you write it down also,
huh? Oh, about writing down as a shaila, whether it's strong enough like hirchin. But they maintain that hirchin is more of a simin than the writing down. Which, if you write it back in a long handwriting and it makes sense.
He probably just wrote like a check or X or something. He didn't write so much then.
But if he
came out of the whole McGill, and something, he's all right.
If I don't know, famous Moshe from the Chavis Al-Bobin. Rabbi Salvovitz discusses that the problem about the existence of God. Tana says everything is the mikra, you know, the mikra, everything, it happens. So Rabbi Salvovitz has this example, very classic example, I think it's so wonderful. He says when you come into no one is in the house, go over the table, you find a white sheet of paper with blot, ink blot. You have every right to believe that it wasn't done intentionally. It may have been by the mikra. Someone spilled something. But if you come in and you find a letter, that it makes sense, you know, paragraphs, sentences, you know, and it makes sense, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, you have to finish the letter, it's sensible. Could anyone in his right mind maintain that the ink fell in such a manner that it should form such letters that it makes sense? Ridiculous. Of course someone had to do it. When we take a look upon the universe, the greatness of the universe is far more complicated than a letter, no matter how beautiful. How can anyone be so foolish to maintain it so primitive? How? El-Gabba the Michter. If I want to write again. If it's just it depends how you write. But if you write a nice letter and he wants this one to be that safe and to aid him, and it makes sense, how can you say that this is less than Hirchem Bereshe? If Hirchem Bereshe has one, this certainly should be.
So why can't you send the letter into the base thing? I'd like you to write to get to my wife.
Exactly. That's what I discussed last time. That's what I do today.
Send in the mail the request form.
Yeah. If he writes it out, told the story of Mitz, they found him by Megarish and Mitz. He disappeared from Lytton, and they found him finally after a couple of years, they located him in Mitz. And in Mitz, by that time, I don't know, they didn't have a business or whatever. He was willing to give it. God, they prevailed upon him to give the gift, but there were no certain. So he had to order the safe in the Aden in wherever in that communion covenant, right?
That's what we made a basin here.
Yeah.
to form the basin over there. That's what the case is.
Well, that's what it was. The basin.
Oh, but that basin.
Appealed to the rabbi and Meretz to locate him and prevail upon him to give the get, which he did. But he didn't have the...
So
the get had to be written in Kabbalah.
But he was told...
Whatever that was. So what the Marimi Brisk, I meant Brisk.
Yeah.
So what happened was, this guy answered, let him write it out. That's the Tzibur. And since the Gemara says he should say it out, all right, let him say it out loud.
It's a very good,
but he maintains, suppose a man there's no basin around, and he happens, and he wants to give it a get, but then he happens to be, let him go out in the field and say it out loud, a big koyle, yes, this is a koyle. But the hikki is a ksav. In ksav, he makes this, he is a ksav of himself.
So if he's in prison, and there's nowhere else he could get out,
yeah,
he could send a letter to the sofa to ask them to write a get as well.
Yeah. Here, I had already several
things. I heard the conservatives doing this. This is what the captain told us.
Yeah.
The conservatives, they send you a form,
yeah,
you sign it, and then you never have to see anybody. Just send you a check and
the signature is not the
signature.
Okay, but forget about that
one. One rabbi here, I thought, he was an Orthodox rabbi.
But you're able to do that, to send him to a basin? You got a better letter for the basin, his check.
That's if they pick out all the clues. But the signature itself is not in there. If he should write out, it would be, he writes out,
yeah,
I am, I order so-and-so, plenum.
How would you know, how would anybody put that
out? You have to prove that this is his, that's another. You have to prove that this is his Savian.
They can't probably require that to him. How could you get to get a bank to sign or otherwise?
The rabbi here, he's apparently he was a Nilua, I imagine so. Anyway, he was a good Talmud in Europe, in Poland. He came here, he thought he was going to hop him off and make a Raske Behagel. And apparently he didn't get that. So he went to the conservatory. And there it became a great atomic call. And he was the one, he still gives git. He's a very arrogant position, but he gives git. Gives git, and I know him from many, many years ago. I thought, And he had to forget in his land. Apparently he made a mistake. I got wind of it. I tell you stuff. What happened is, he mails in the get to the room. You vote and you sing, you have to get, you have to be with me, aid him. And the whole thing is useless. It's definitely. How did he make a mistake? The deal is, if you make a mishaliach, and eventually it makes the other, you say that you're given the power, the Megadish gives the power to the shaliach, to make another again, up to 100 years, shluchim, appeal ala de beidoya, you know, by mail. So he took my mail, you can send in. That's only a request to the shaliach. One shaliach makes the other shaliach by mail. But the Mesiris again has to be done in the presence of two Eidim.
Oh, you can appoint the
Shaliach by mail. But not to get the Mesiris again.
So the get can actually be sent by the U.S. Postal Service?
No, that's what we do. That's what we do today. If let's say she is in San Francisco, what we do is we contact in San Francisco a shaliach. That shaliach, we call him shaliach sheni. He makes a shaliach rishon here. Why do we need two shaliachim? Because the first shaliach is Adeni has to say before the nechta and before the nechta. He has to witness the get.
What does he say?
The following is
the following. What does he say?
When he gives it to the get, what happens is, he gives it to the shaliach. And then, he can leave. We don't need him anymore. And then the shaliach rishon, makes a shaliach sheni in San Francisco, shalom b'fonos. And b'shas, he makes him the shaliach, he says, b'fonos nichtas, b'fonos nichtas. And then we mailed him to the rabbi there, and that Shliach Sheni already said, Shliach Beis Nami. That's what the, we send it in with our shoyas, you know. But this is it. It's our mission, our mission.
Do we, if we were to raise a question today, yeah. Do we have to corroborate that he was mentally sane at the time of the Messiah? In other words, like in this particular case, he goes home, goodbye. Now we're going to take care of it. It's going to take a week, until yeah. we get, 2 days, no. 3 days until we get to yeah. California.
Yeah. You will laugh like normal,
that. Right? Him,
if he has a history of being eaten cold, unless
he has a history, we have to check.
If
the
other told me that they
have
seen him there, and they're not going to get Ali's left because the guards might change his mind before the Messiah forgets.
Might change. I'll tell you, you know, sometimes...
You check on that too?
Sometimes, no, I'll tell you what. Sometimes we, or some of us, are hesitant. See, we ask him, we tell him that he takes upon himself, but he will not cancel the shliach. We should leave it out altogether, because if we don't, we give him an idea that he could cancel. We give him an idea. If he doesn't know, as far as he is concerned, once and then again, he is, it's out of his hands. He can't do anything. So we still do the way we have it recorded, but a lot of us hesitate. Maybe we should leave it out altogether, because we give him an idea. And if our husband is like we had last night, luckily, I got him out. I didn't want to see each other. I got him out, and she was already waiting on the other side. He was out, she came in, and yesterday afternoon, when I had that gift.
Oh, this was the afternoon?
In the afternoon.
That was the Meister?
That was the Meister. I got that little started. I can't tell you. And he said, I don't want to give all the shliach. She demanded it, so she doesn't want to face it. I want to give a direction. I have that right. The writer, meanwhile, and he started so late, and then he said he has to leave 2:30. No, he has to leave 2:30. Okay, so she won't be here before 3. And you have to leave. So you have to give it to the shliach, and he'll get it. As soon as he got out, she got it. And I made the talk in the yard that he shouldn't be able to cancel it after he leaves.
Yeah.
He changed his mind.
But to this point about the change in the
yeah.
mind. If you're going to send a shliach
yeah.
To California, let's say, it's going to take a few days, do we have to corroborate later on that he was not mevatel the shliach?
No.
But dealing with people at this level.
Normally, a person
does. No. We have a person like this.
We have to think twice. If he knows the Indian can beat like that, like
we
that,
you're
a
peanut,
told
you
before. As soon as he heard it, then
I'm
blasting him again and
see him. You told him, like you said, because of him. You told him, taking on a chain,
yeah. Well, the way you have it in English, very often they read it, they don't even understand it very clearly what it says. And I usually ask him, did you understand? The beetle, my daughter, especially, is a lucky, I have to be in the battle all of my daughter. And you heard me.
Yeah.
Remember that it's a little complicated. It's a little complicated. Unless you see a lawyer first, would know immediately. And an intelligent person also knows immediately. But a non-intelligent, you know, he reads it in English and no.
In that particular case, the Rav would not necessarily want to send it to a shliach.
If a guy like that, I would hesitate. Maybe I would cut out that last part. He shouldn't.
Let's say you did send it to a shliach, because it's happened in California
yeah,
from here.
Yeah.
So then, do we have to go? We do have to go back and somehow
get
out of him.
I probably wouldn't, because it's impossible. What I would do, if I had such a hashash, is to talk to him afterwards, you know, talk to him and have his mind move away from this case so that he shouldn't dwell upon it. And if he didn't react immediately,
He just needs to get by himself. He doesn't need any agent.
No, he has to be done. At least with Nishinam, he has to be done. That everybody is made. that if he should do it, and that's another thing. The Shnaim have to be also kosher aid. So the likelihood is for him to cancel.
He has to run into two
to cancel, yeah. It's very unlikely.
Talking about a puma gas, like a guy.
Yeah. But we have our problems. But I'll tell you, you can make a lot of chumras, but we today, the people that I deal with, they're not
interested.
They're not interested. We try to make it as easy as possible. As easy as it should be, at least valid of the aloha.
Is there any Indian rather than giving a get to a shmiah, have a shmiah deliver the get instead? Deliver the get to
Israel
to give a get to one's wife if she's there rather than
have
to deliver it, or go to California to give the get, or go to Brazil to give the get.
If he gives them the right to make another shrikh, another shrikh,
I've made
shrikh.
So what's
there's
no. So you try to go from the Mishnah, we only have a few minutes left, we'll try to hop a little bit more.
Yeah, let's go a little fast.
Bedavke
kishenishtate ko ilain hashameya ve'ene medaber. Simchen al remizotze. In other words, the din, whenever you have cheshet in the kotel, what is shayte, what is cheresh, I mean, cheresh eni shmei v'eni medaba, deaf and dumb. Because if he's only deaf or only dumb, then he may be, that's in the beginning of chagiga, I told you before, where they discuss the union of shayte. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean that he is a shayte. So this is what the Mechaber said. If he doesn't any shmer any medaber, then we have to depend upon remise, upon avor cheresh any shmeve. I'm sorry, shenishtat again, but cheresh any shmeve any medaber. Ein emoita sister beremise in nisus kishehi pekeya. You mentioned it before.
Shehoye.
When kishehi pekeya, oy shenaflo. In other words. If he was a pikeach at the time he married her, so the nisuyim were kedushim with their icing. And this remise is a little, it's not, I'm afraid it's not valid, the carnation seed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no good. Or there's another aspect, shenoflo lo yivona me'ochet pikeach. In other words, his brother's wife. His brother was a pikeach. He is a cheresh. Now, all right, he is going to marry her because he can give a chalitza. Ene be'omer be'yomro. Says be'omer, he has to be a chalitza. He has to say lechafatz lekachton. And she has to say. So, if one of them is not a pikeach, then the whole chalitza is not valid. So, what happens in a case like this? If there's no chalitza, the only thing the brother can do is marry her. But if he, and then he can give her a get. When can he give her a get? If the brother was also a cheresh like himself. So, in other words, the nisuim of his brother was not
taking over the nisuim of the brother.
Taking over the nisuim of the brother.
Wasn't the right.
But if his brother is a pikeach and chesed deraisa, how can I rely upon his get? So that's why. So now when I go to the get, Abraham knows the easy to show a cherish. Because I feel he pikachas, might be a mise. That's all right, because Shem Shekon is a mise, Kach Megad is a mise. Kach might be a mise. And then we have Goethe.
What is this? And
the comments
for me,
whatever,
driving regular tradition, I mean, a regular,
you know, not Menatel, we are afraid, yeah. Geisiv, what is Geisiv? Pirish Targum al Sate Yomano al Gisiseim, Kloina al Chose Shelehim. The Inya Geisiv, who is Hakor of Lemisi, Male Lecha, the Groina, the Nesaris Hakose.
What is the pasuk?
The pasuk is in Yeshaya, Perek Sama, Pasuk Dalet. That's one of the haftarahs that I think we had 3 weeks ago.
What does it mean?
What it means is there. You know, teyamana means when someone raises by a child, a menace. Mm-hmm. You know, what does a mother do? One who raises a child, keeps the child next to her breast, causes.
Yeah.
When a person, and the Targum uses the word basis, mm-hmm. a teyamana. When a person is, before he dies, he starts to breathe very heavily. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ever saw a great, those who are acquainted with these cases, they immediately recognize that this is the last stage of life. And so, a gracie de dinarei kachai, the yochle garish, provided his mind is clear, he can give the gift. The gift will be valid. The yeshem and davke gracie shemidaber. Aber eine mit da der Lord. Der ist nach Hafen. Wir sind frei.
Nur mit.
Und dann der Ding schochte bei Schnei. Bei Röschnei ist der Keinem heuer mit Guya, der Zoller, der Crucified ihn.
Was sind Guya?
Mit Guya mit Cut in Pieces. Und Zoller ist ja auch so Crucified. Der Achaia, Chelesboi, der ist hanging there and animals. So, his time of life is very limited. The Romach, you can't talk already, but the Remis, he said, Kisu get Leishti. As long as we know his mind is sane, his question the nation college and Shmosa boy. The Hu Adin, enough from the Nagak, and he is still sane. Nihu, how do you know he's sane? Sora Bediki, Gemma Poma, Kishin Ishtatikin, we can't talk. That's what we said before, you gotta be Boydikin. I had a case. I don't know if you have the last English Moshe.
He said, only he's in the Shtate, get a check and please on. Otherwise, you can speak to him normally in
if
the
season. If he can talk, then it's okay.
It's a right.
Then he gave you a shot. That's the best proof that he is not. Do you have the last volume of the English Moshe?
No, not here. Do we have
that it? Is a tshuva to me. Talk to me on a case like this.
What yeah, has it?
Yeah. Yeah, what happened to us? Yeah, I'll tell you about the case. It's a habit. The very last thing, after he passed away, a nigger's mercy came out.
Yeah,
and two months. Two, well, it's the first one of the two. I don't remember the number.
Whatever, yeah.
The case was this. How do you... I forgot the psycholeptic, what is it? There's a Mishnah, there's a proof that a person
polygraph.
That's the question. The polygraph, you know, when you ask him and he is masking, it goes a straight line. And if he is not masking, it starts to jitter and make. His son-in-law, he's a scientist, he's got a big time of coffee, that's what, you know, Dr. Pendler, came up, he had a case, a member of his, 9 years, he was sick, couldn't talk, and the woman wanted to be free from her. So he hit upon an idea, and he felt that this should go through, it would be such a revolution in Gitan, that he would be, let's test him on that polygraph, whether he is sane or not. And then they're asking, do you want to be given a get to your wife? And we'll see if there's no...
But he couldn't react. Move.
He couldn't move, he couldn't talk.
But they
used the polygraph. They wanted to use the polygraph for that person. He asked me, I should officiate. So I guess, it's too serious a matter. If it makes you there, if it will be masking, I'll do it. But I'm not so sure when it's prepared. What's the chesed? I'll tell you what the chesed is. The chesed is, my tenle was apparently nothing that in him. You know, that's why he asked me to say. The Mishnah says, on the static, you have to have hot aim, a train lava, hot lava, train aim. So you have to have a confirmation not only of the law that when it did it, but of the hen you also have to have confirmation And when it goes straight, you don't have a confirmation.
It's not a love, it's not a hand.
It's neither. How do you know? I need a confirmation for the hand also. So that's what I wrote up the tshuva. I mean the shaila.
But you had this answer. You had this question.
I have this question. Information. So I wrote it down very beautifully. And I gave it to him, and he gave it to Moshe. They wouldn't let already. It was a grandson. Look, Ramesh, he didn't even let Ramesh read through. He didn't let him read through. Eret and Marangereth, you know. At Marangereth, naturally, he believed everything he said. And Rabbi Tendler wanted to accomplish. It would be a great accomplishment. So after there, he wrote down on the bottom, very big kitchen. He can't see any reason why what's wrong with it. The perfect reaction.